Good morning. Today is Monday, September the 28th. Joining us this morning, live from Louisiana, Mr. Arkley. Good morning, Rob.
Good morning, Brian. How are you?
Good. You are booming in like you're almost next door, which is, I don't know, cell phone technology and phone technology to me is just a mystery. It's right up there with F&I in automotive. I just don't get it. I don't think I ever will. So we got a good one this morning.
The fact that an airplane flies continues to stun me to this day.
Yeah. We don't even have to talk about rockets. All righty, Winston, let's find out why we say that.
I've got three sheets in the wind or tip.
Three sheets to the wind.
I'm going to go with that one.
Yeah. Rob, you got any? I think it probably has to do with clotheslines. But
no.
Okay.
I think it has to do with a sailing ship.
You're on the right track.
Okay.
But I don't know. Three sheets to the wind means you're off course. Could be. I don't know.
All right, Winston, what do you got?
I think that counts as a passing. It comes from sailing. The sails of a ship are fastened at one bottom corner by a tack, which is more or less fixed, and at the other by a sheet, which can be unloosened. If all three sheets are in the wind, the ship and sails move about without purpose, as the wind blows them. So a person reeling drunkenly about is said to have three sheets in the wind.
Ah.
That is a really good one. And I was wrong, but I was getting there.
All I remember, Lon Simmons, and it must have been 2-3 years after he and Bill King were working together. So let's say mid-80s, right? And there was a guy for the Baltimore Orioles whose name was Larry Sheets. Kind of medium good, okay, for 4 or 5 years. And he just hit a screamer somewhere, but it was caught. And Lon's comment was, three Larrys to the wind.
Those were great. And remember Russ Hodges?
Oh, yeah.
Too?
Yeah, I remember Russ a little bit. But I, you know, to me, it was King and Simmons. How do you top? Well, Hodges and Simmons also. But you get, yeah. Yeah. For the
Simmons
old days.
Had an epic voice.
Yeah. No kidding. For the old days. So I walking through, coming into work this morning, Stefan told me that there have already been over 850,000 absentee ballots received. This is really a whole different election cycle than what we've experienced in the past. Do you see that it's going to change any of the patterns other than maybe we'll have less at the polling station on election day?
Oh, I think we're going to have a lot of people at the polling station. I think Democrats have finally awakened that absentee ballots and these harvested ballots are pretty easy to kick out. And I think we're going to see an awful lot of stuff. California's the vote harvesting is outrageous. It's just legalized fraud.
Let's define what that is for folks.
I don't think California is relevant to the national election.
No, I don't. I don't think so either. But let's define the term voter harvesting.
Okay, voter harvesting is where they don't have to ask for an absentee ballot. A ballot is sent to them. Then a person goes door to door and helps them vote, quote unquote, and then they take the ballot. And what they do is, let's say it's a Democrat harvester, they take the ballot form just because they're being helpful, and they throw out the Republican ballot, and they get the Democrat ballot, and they effectively are voting for them. And so it's just rot with fraud, and it's just outrageous.
Has this been practiced in a lot of jurisdictions over the years?
No. California's taken it to the next level. They should be exceedingly pleased.
So this isn't like the motor voter stuff that we've heard about for the last decade or so. That's a registration component, right?
Yeah, motor voter is a little different. It's not ideal. But make no mistake, the vote harvesting is done and with an intent of defeating Republicans and corruption.
So what would preclude someone from voting, let's say if I have five people knock on my door, one from each of the parties, say, that are running, voting five times?
That's part of the problem. It's very difficult to enforce. And they've sent out multiple ballots to many households.
Hey, I had an interesting one happen, totally off topic, right? I had two jury summons for the same time, but two different jury numbers.
Wow.
Yeah. So I guess it does cut both ways.
I guess it does. And what did you do?
Took a medical deferment, so it didn't matter, but and they both arrived in the mail the same day. That was even more bizarre. Maggie said, had some interesting comments too, so I suspect that we'll have a discussion in a couple of weeks with her about some of that kind of stuff that's going on. The absentee ballots nationally, are there a lot of states that are looking to adopt an increased level of absentee voting?
I don't think you need to adopt it. Absentee voting is allowed in every jurisdiction that I'm aware of.
Perhaps emphasize was the right word then.
Well, it needs to be confirmed. There are well-defined processes. It's California where it's basically make it up as you go and throw away the ballots and that. And I just don't think that this model will work for the Democrats, but maybe it will.
Well, it's certainly safe territory. We'll talk about that one when we come back. KINS, News and Information Time, it's 8:19.
Listen to 980 AM for the best music, ABBA, Neil Diamond, Barbra Streisand, Billy Joel, and the Fifth Dimension. The all-time best are heard every day, all day long on 980 AM. We are easy radio, easy on your ears and easy on your mind. This is memory-making music and you'll love the memories you create. Tune in and hear the best music, easy radio, 980 AM.
Good morning, KINS, News and Information Times, 8:24. We're back talking shop this morning with Rob Arkley. Rob, some of the different challenges that are out there, we've got the debate tomorrow night. Are you anticipating that there's going to be any magic or any disclosure or any repercussions, or do you even think that there will be a debate tomorrow night?
I think there will be debate. I think no matter what happens, Biden will be declared Jesus reincarnate, Saint Joe walking on water, the undeniable winner, how nimble and brilliant he is, even though the guy is a certifiable idiot. And that one's pretty straightforward. Some people think there won't be a debate. I think there will be. And what they're doing now is keeping him out. They're trying to change his clock. When you have senility and similar maladies, you tend to have what's called a sundown effect, where you get disoriented late in the day. So what they're trying to do is change his biometric clock. I heard this from a Democrat. So he is not sundowning at the same time as he's debating.
So you see that he's a winner unless there's really just a super can't ignore it kind of gaffe?
Yeah, I don't know if in this day, Brian, there is such a thing as a super can't ignore it gaffe on the Democrat side. It'll get buried just as easily as the truth.
So as we've got that going this week, we've also got the Supreme Court nominee. Do you see that there's a likelihood that she's going to be appointed by the end of the calendar year?
Oh, 100%.
Okay.
The better question is...
Pretty straightforward. What was Feinstein's... Yes.
Will she be done before the election? And the answer is probably.
Okay. They can hustle it through that quickly.
Yes.
Do you have any...
Lindsey Graham's head of judiciary in the Senate.
Yes.
And his reelection in South Carolina depends upon delivering a good, clean confirmation. He's going to run a tight ship.
Okay, so he's got personal incentive then to get it done.
Nothing is more important to a politician than being reelected.
Over and over again, that's been proven to be the point.
Over and over and over again, that's right.
What about Mitch McConnell's comments? A lot of the media have picked up that in 2016 he was saying one thing, in 2020 it's a different point of view because of who's in the White House.
Well, the party out of power always complains. And there's decades or hundreds of years of precedent on this, that if you control the presidency in the Senate, your person gets confirmed. If you don't, if you control the Senate but not the presidency, you won't get confirmed. It's just a simple formula. There's nothing to it. Nothing. It's politics. It's not. The Constitution does not envision the presidency ending on election day. That's their problem.
You mentioned the Constitution. There's been discussion about expansion of the size of the court. And I think the current number was arrived at in the late 1800s. I think it was in the 1890s that it bumped up to its current size. Obviously, the smaller you have, the more concentration of power, similar to what California has with the state Supreme Court. And the more numbers you have, the broader it becomes and less influential one individual is. What sense do you have? Is what we have now going to be the model that's going to continue? Are we going to see more people on the Supreme Court, more justices?
Here's the deal. When the Democrats retake the Senate, it's not a question of if it's this election, next election, or some point they will retake the Senate. What are the first few things they're going to do? A, they're going to pack the court. They're going to expand the number and appoint people. Two, they are going to admit Haiti and D.C. as states, assuring four Democrat senators forever. And that virtually gives control of the Senate. Three, they're going to get rid of the filibuster forever and make it into a simple House of... we have a group now of Democrats who are outraged that they have to go through elections. They would prefer and are insulted by the fact that we have to have elections. Therefore, they're trying to make them less relevant. And how do you make them less relevant? By stacking the rules.
Playing with the courts. Now, Dianne Feinstein came out, and I know you're a little sensitive to it like I am, was commenting about Catholicism and the fact that the current nominee is Catholic and is a... love the word practicing Catholic. Do you think there's any relevancy in that comment, or was it just kind of thrown out there to upset the apple cart?
Well, I don't think there's any secret that there's a deep anti-Catholic bias in this country. I think it's unfortunate. I think it's there.
We're at 8:30, Rob, and we'll be back and we'll continue in this line of thought when we come back.
Hi, my name is Keith Lund. I am an electrician for Owsley Electric. You can go into a trade, be 18, become a trainee. They do require some education. You have 120 hours of classroom education, plus you have to work 2,000 hours a year. So after 4 years, then you can go out and work for another company, getting your own certificate, become your own boss. There's quite a few options you can do.
Own your future and learn more about the Trades Academy at hcoe.org.
Good morning, KINS News and Information Time. It's 8:35. We're back talking shop this morning with Rob Arkley. Top Shop, what? Talk Shop is presented by CDH Painting, Redeck, Humboldt Termite and Pest Control, Murphy's Markets, and Baywood Golf and Country Club. Sometime I even stunned myself. So, Rob, with the Catholicism comments made by the senior senator from California, do you think that there was any traction with that? Do you think she was just kind of shooting it out there to defend something? Why would religion suddenly come into play, particularly when the spot that is being filled, they've made such a big deal about her being the first Jewish Supreme Court justice?
Look, we've got to get away from this Jewish, Catholic, black, white. They don't progress our society. Most of us don't even pay attention to it. There may be pockets of it, of prejudice in these various categories, but let's be better than that. And so consequently, I don't think, Catholicism right now, look, in San Francisco, they only allow one person in the whole church to worship at a time. I mean, the left is after the Catholic Church. That's not new. But all churches, let's be better than this. But do I like it? No, of course not. No one does. And no reasonable person does. And I don't think, what is Feinstein, 88, 89? And I don't think she's the person she was 10 or 15 years ago. She has kind of a star-eyed look on her face.
So what? Do you think someone like JFK could be elected as president in this current environment? Old money?
Well, one, I think certainly a Catholic could be, and that was the big issue with JFK on that, I'm pretty darn sure. Could someone as conservative, a Democrat, as JFK be elected today? He could be elected by the rest of America, but I doubt if he'd make it through a Democrat primary.
Always have to run as an independent then, huh?
He wouldn't make it there either. That dog doesn't hunt.
Yeah, well, I don't think write-in is going to happen either.
No.
So what do you see in the landscape that's out there right now? Are you seeing trends? Are you sensing that there's any movement left, right, up, down, consensus? Or is everything just kind of in a hurricane?
I think this is pretty interesting. My sense is the polling is grossly missing the tendencies of both the Hispanic and African-American communities. They are much more the Trump camp than the polling's reflecting. And we've got numbers on that.
Now, there's some kind of a phenomenon, and I know it's got a cutesy little phrase, and I just can't recall what it is, that if I call up the Arkley residents and say, "Are you you're a registered voter? Have you made up your mind yet? And who are you leaning towards?" That a lot of people just won't say what is really on their mind because they don't know who this person is and they just don't want to share. Is that a real phenomenon? Is that a real element that sometimes the pollsters don't take into consideration?
100%, it's a true phenomenon. What are pollsters doing? Pollsters are doing the best they can, but we have a culture that has, especially on the right, where we have been bullied, we have been savaged, and frankly, we're not going to gratify a pollster. We're going to do our civic duty, get out and vote, and hopefully live by good civil manners, regardless of the outcome of the election.
The response that the president had about leaving office if he's not reelected, was that gamesmanship?
I think what Trump is avoiding there is a headline that says he thinks he's going to lose. Because when you look at this president, and what 98% of the reporting is negative, he's been savaged in every way.
Right.
So why would he open himself up to give them anything that could be misconstrued? They're going to misconstrue whatever he says, so I think he erred on the side of not limiting his options.
Based in real thought, or just to give him something to play with, the media?
I have no idea.
Okay, he didn't...
Sure like his Supreme Court nominee.
Yeah. Fair enough. What trends are there in the Midwest? Are some of these states that went conservative, or I guess now it's what, purple, red, and blue? Are you seeing any states that, with some of the information you have, that are indicating that they're going to change this time around from last time?
A lot of cheating trying to go on in Pennsylvania. Other than that, I think we're going to get Minnesota this time. I think we're going to get it. Actually, look, it's probably a close election. I don't think it's as close as everyone says. One thing it's very difficult to do is get someone elected whom you don't believe in. In other words,
because there's no passion there?
Voting against somebody does not create the dynamics from which to win elections. You've got to be for somebody. I don't think anybody is for Biden. And nobody's for Harris. I mean, no one likes her. She's like just a real piece of work.
But it's the anti-vote versus the pro-vote.
Yeah, no, people want Trump to be reelected. He's objectively, you look at what he's accomplished, and it's significant. Now, there's been a resistance, obstruction, fighting all the way along, and the question is whether it's going to work. And personally, I hope it doesn't, because it's not good for our society to have a uniform fighting all the time. It doesn't create a platform from which to grow things.
KINS News and Information Time, it's 8:43.
The Redwood Region Economic Development Commission wants you to know that local economic development agencies, business resource organizations, financial institutions, and jurisdictions are working together to provide resources for the COVID-19 pandemic. For more information, go to northcoastsbdc.org or call the OES Business Hotline at 268-2527. 268-2527.
Good morning, KINS News and Information Times, 8:47. We're back talking shop this morning with Rob Arkley. Rob, on the medical side of things, are you hearing anything from some of these different drug manufacturers, or you have any knowledge, any projections? Are they getting close? Are your folks indicating that, okay, we're going to make it through another flu season, and then we're going to see a punch out, and it'll be without the masks? What kind of sense do you have about those types of future in the medical arena?
Well, I know what you know, which is so close to
nothing.
I have no earthly idea. I didn't want to say you knew nothing. You surprise me constantly. But what I do think is that I'm going to get a flu shot today. Why not? And Sherry's not going to. Why not? And so we all are doing what we think is right. I take D3, I take my zinc, because I've been doing a fair amount of traveling. I'm taking the hydroxychloroquine. And, I just don't think this disease kills us. And it's unfortunate that some people have been killed, but and it's awful, especially if it's your family or a friend or something. But 200,000 people in the scope of our population is unfortunate. It's awful. But I'll bet you we, you know, who knows?
Well, there's no comparative, relative comparison. And I think that's something that what I'm getting as a takeaway is a lot of times, well, I get it out of the medical arena and perhaps bring down the emotional level a little bit. For me, it's like unemployment numbers. You know, I really don't have any interest in unemployment numbers. My interest is in employment numbers. How many people
what's unemployment, Brian, if Illinois, California, New York, New Jersey open up? What does unemployment? I'll bet it has a 5 on it. And you know what that is? That's 95% employment. That's pretty good. It's no fun if you're in the 5%. But, guys, right. This is not a bad economy. You and I see bad economies, Brian. This is not.
Right. So when any numbers are reported, it's almost as if it's in a vacuum. And if we have nothing to measure against, and I think a lot of folks have said that there really isn't anything to measure this against, whether it was last year or 2 or 3 years ago. We had one of our community commenters talk about the number of people who have died in Humboldt County from diabetes outstrips multiples of how many have been reported to have had a death caused by this virus. You know, and it's like, yeah, I mean, like you said, it's still sad. It's still just, you know, you don't want to avoid it, but I don't know. It's interesting times. I guess that's probably the summation of this whole show, huh? It's interesting times.
I think we're all talking a little too much, Brian. Let's just live our lives, be prudent, and try to be good to our neighbor. Onward we go.
There we go. And that's the perfect thing to end the show on. Thanks for coming by, bud.
All right, Brian. Take care.
Safe travels. Bye-bye. See everybody tomorrow.